I'm Mike Hogan with the conclusion of our five-part interview with OPS Superintendent Dr. Cheryl Logan.
Parents are to screen their children at home, and staff members are also, it's not just the children, I mean, staff members have to screen themselves as well. What happens if someone does show up here visibly ill?
Well, I will tell you that one of the things that we've learned from Dr. Simonson, and she is a chair of pediatrics at UNMC and at Children's Medical Center, and she's on our team. We had a call today. We meet once a week. Most of the symptoms in children have been very mild, and if they do have, you know, the syndrome that people have been talking about that some children come down with, how she explained it to us was that they are really, really ill. They wouldn't necessarily need some sort of routine screening. It'd be very obvious that they'd be really ill because their symptoms are pretty tremendous. And so we actually were able to, one of our philanthropists, we made an ask to buy thermometers for our families, and we'll be passing those out. It's over 20,000 for thermometers that we'll be passing out to our families for them to screen at home. And then same for our staff. We'll be asking staff to screen to make sure they don't have a fever prior to coming in. And we have isolation areas. You know, this is not the first pandemic or epidemic that we've done, right? So we did H1N1 not that many years ago. I remember being in line as a high school principal getting my shot and being an example for the young people, and I actually pretended like it really hurt, and it really didn't. But the kids thought it was sort of funny, I will tell you, because some of them were petrified. But we've done this before. So we create isolation areas, and you know, I don't think we've done it with something that seems to be as contagious as this. But setting up isolation areas in schools, and you know, making calls to parents if we need to. And sending staff members home, which we've actually already done. We've done that quite a bit since the school year started. We've already had 93 folks that have been out on COVID-related or requested COVID-related absence.
Parents are ultimately concerned about the education and the well-being of their students, and quite frankly, the staff across the board is as well. But how can parents best help you and the staff at OPS succeed in keeping the children safe and getting them educated?
Parents are always the most important teacher that children have, and parents and families. And letting children know the importance of wearing the facial covering, why it's important, having them practice. I've seen lots of folks practice, and if people see me out, then they want me to see that they're practicing, and it's very cool, and I appreciate it. And the kids do look adorable, and I've seen every pretty much iteration of a facial covering for a child. I think that's the most important thing that, you know, and understanding hand washing and not to be fearful. And it's hard to share not being fearful with something that's scary in ways that's something that's unseen that's scary. And I think that is going to be probably the most important thing, that we are taking the precautions, and that by taking these precautions, we can likely move sooner to something that feels a little bit more like the old normal. And that's what I would say to our parents. We're counting on them. We can't do it without them. If our parents are on board, we certainly will be able to be more successful. And we always can count on their support, and we don't think that this time will be any different.
In a recent release from the district outlining the steps moving forward, I found it very interesting that professional development for teachers is a priority, even in this where they can't go to conferences in person. Can you address that?
Many things have changed in teaching in a very short time. And on March 6th, we were in school, we had spring break, and we came back virtually. And there was the technical aspects of just using technology, some of the platforms that we had and have, and then how to engage students virtually has certainly been an area of focus. We also adopted a brand new English language arts curriculum for our kindergarten through five students that we are launching in 4 weeks. And so all of that is really important. And we have continued to have sessions that are available that were recorded that people can take and partake of as we roll out the iPads. Apple has a fabulous platform for asynchronous learning that you can use for Apple, and they have, you know, 24-hour tech support. You can, you know, ask an artificially intelligent question for an artificially intelligent answer. And so, you know, these things are really important because we want our staff to be not only just prepared, but really be able to deliver it really well. So the professional development is important now, more, I think, more than ever, especially with the rapid change and of technology platforms, and the percentage of its use during a school day has been multiplied many times over.
She is Dr. Cheryl Logan. She's the superintendent of public schools of the Omaha Public Schools, quite specifically. Thank you so kindly for coming in today. I really appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
If you missed any of the segments of this five-part conversation with Superintendent of Omaha Public Schools, Dr. Cheryl Logan, here on 91.5 FM, please go to the website at KIOS.org, and you can hear the interview in its entirety. For Live and Local on KIOS FM, I'm Mike Hogan.